Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're going to be talking to a comedian who is great in Chicago and actually across the United States. He's doing really well. His name is Spank E, and of course it's Spanky, but he says it's Spank with an E. And he's going to be starring in a new movie coming up next year in March. He's going to be doing a great job. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy the Don S. McClure Show. And if you want to call in, you can call me at 347-633-9376. That number to call is 347-633-9376. We're going to take a quick pause, and then we're going to get to our show. But at first, I would like to play some PSAs. I always have some great PSAs for you, and I think you're going to enjoy them. So sit back and relax, get your pens ready, and at 10 after 7, Mr. Spanky is going to call. But for right now, we're going to play some PSAs and come back to the show.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Heart disease remains a leading killer of Americans and significantly affects the quality of life of countless others who have trouble doing even simple things they once enjoyed. I'm Jimmy Johnson, and like someone you probably know, I have heart disease. Today I'm doing what I love, spending time outdoors and with my family, talking football, and even competing on Survivor. But just a few short years ago, heart disease could have kept me from the sidelines. I couldn't let that happen. My whole career has been about hard work to achieve success. I knew there had to be a winning solution, and I talked to my doctor. Then, working with an interventional cardiologist, we decided on a stent to relieve my heart disease symptoms. I've never looked back. As a survivor, I'm urging you to talk to your doctor and know your risk, because your own health is more important than the biggest game. Learn about your heart disease. Get proper treatment and live well. For more information, visit secondscount.org.
And we're back on the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am Don S. McClure, and I am so excited. This is our new season. we did last year and year before last and had great shows and great laughter. And today is the beginning of our first new season. And I'm going to send some shouts out. And, of course, they're going to be to fans and friends and family and certain individuals that I know do great things. So I'm always going to read some emails on my show. But tonight I'm not going to read as many of them, because I got a ton of them, actually. And we're going to save some of those for next week. But I want to send a special shout-out to a friend of mine in Michigan. Her name is Michelle, and she used to live in Indianapolis, Indiana. We met there, great person. And she left there, and now she has a fantastic job with Chrysler in Michigan. Today they were going out, and they were actually delivering food to elderly citizens, Chrysler employees. And I guess when the people came to the doors, they were so amazed that they apologized for taking so long, being senior citizens, to get to the doors. So I think that was just a miraculous thing. I like Michelle. She's a great person. And delivering food to senior citizens is something we all need to think about doing. I don't know if we know our neighbors. I don't know if we volunteer. But I know usually every year, and I won't make it this year, but usually I'm in Memphis, and they give this big thing at the convention center where the celebrities and people of status get together and we feed the homeless. So I think if everybody gets involved in those types of things, it would be good. Michelle also ordered my book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, and she ordered it for a young man that she thinks a lot of. They're talking a lot about different things. And his name is Al Wade. He lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And she asked me to autograph the book. I think now he's a pastor. And he's thinking about writing a book because he had a past life and did some things that he's not proud of, but he's actually talking about those things to get other youth and individuals on the right path. So I'm going to say a definitely big shout-out for Mr. Al Wade in Kalamazoo. And I want to thank Michelle for all of her support. And again, I want to send out a shout to Mr. Al Brown, Chicago Authors Group, to Kenny Rideout, world famous singer, that's my guy, to Tony Stevens and Dora Wicks, they're great artists and photographers, to my pal in Memphis, Lieutenant Higgins, and also shouts out to my fans, friends, family in Florida, Texas, Missouri, California, New York, Indiana. And a special shout-out to my friend in Africa, in Nigeria, Julia Saeed Pedro, and, of course, my friend Jennifer in Canada. So I've got a lot of people to thank. This portion of the show is going to be supported by Terrence McClure, insurance agent for Farmers Insurance. He's located at 2635 West 79th Street in Chicago. And for all of your insurance needs, you need to call him at 773-828-8011 or on his cell, 773-936-9033. So that about wraps that part up. We're going to get into the show, and I am looking for Mr. Spank E to call when it gets that time, and that'll be my guy because he's talking about this new movie called Blood Money. But in the meantime, in between time, you are on the Don S. McClure Show. And like I said, if you want to call in, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. And that is the number to call. You know, usually when I'm doing my shows, I'm looking out the window, and it's kind of dark outside right now, but I'm always thinking about what do we do as people, how do we touch somebody else's life, and what positive things do we bring into another person's life. I think that's so important. And as I'm traveling the country, I had a chance to meet a gentleman that calls himself Jesse James. And he has the greatest outdoor grilled, I guess, chicken. And Annette Mims, my favorite person in Orlando, Florida, took me by there. And, you know, we had a chance to see what he was doing because she wanted me to chase this chicken that he has. And it was just off the charts. So when I asked him, how did he get the name Jesse James, or was that his name, he said because I guess the city of Sanford, where he is, gave him kind of a hard time. So he said, since you thought I was going to be an outlaw, I said, I'll be one of the most famous outlaws, and I'll be Jesse James. And I said, okay, well, that's cool. I like that. And that was amazing, Jesse James. He's a black guy. But his food is delicious. So if you're ever in Sanford, and you're driving down the road, I got to find out exactly where it is. Actually, I could tell you because I'm looking at his car. So let me throw on my glasses here. I usually wear sunglasses in the studio, but I got on my regular glasses today. He's at 3550 West SR 46, Sanford, Florida. Jesse James, Southern Smoke Barbecue. Now, everybody knows that when I'm traveling, I stop by museums, I learn new things, and I got a chance to take some beautiful photographs in Florida, and they were amazing. So I posted those on my Facebook. So if you want to become a Facebook friend of mine, please do send me a little note or confirmation, and I'll put you on there. I have a new engineer tonight, Jeanette, and she's working on the boards downstairs in the studio. So that's a great thing. My last engineer was named Lupe, and she went back to Mexico. I thought she was pretty cool. Like, she used to come in and say, well, how do you do, Mr. McClure? And I'd say, I'm doing fine, Lupe. I'd say, how are your children? They fine, Mr. McClure. They go to school. And I said, that's great to know. But anyway, that was funny. I really enjoyed that. I see somebody's calling me on the phone, so we're going to take a quick call. And I think it is my guy, the one and only, Mr. Spank E. So let's get him on the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mr. Spank E, are you joining us today? Hello, Mr. Spank E.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, I'm right here, Mr. Spank E. How are you? Got to talk up a little bit.
How you doing, man? You know, I got this check phone, man. You know, this Holly, this comedy thing ain't paying that well at this level.
Well, you know, I'm still using a flip phone, so I don't know, man. I don't even have internet on there. So how you been?
I'm doing well, man. We just got off the set. We're on the set about 10 hours today. We're in a limousine on the way back to the hotel, so
I think that's great, man. Look, I've always been really proud of you when you were a little kid. I don't want to say how long ago that was, because then it'll tell my age. But I remember you doing a lot of great things. You know I'm not going to tell that on the air. Somebody said, I thought you was 34. I said, well, yeah, I'm still 38.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you said that, you know, because, you know, as you know, you know, I was adopted, and so my birth mother is Caucasian, and my adopted parents, you know, are both African American.
So
it's most interesting you said that, because, you know, I think my adopted parents think they adopted me for the wrong reason, though. I think they adopted me because I could pass for a little white boy.
our first family outing, we didn't go to
the Fun Town or to Sanders Village. No, we went to Solosi Edelson Chevrolet.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that the best thing about
you know, my father gave me that pep talk. He was like, remember, you're not 8, you're 35. You got the same thing
Gary
Coleman got.
That's right. So that's the one thing about getting older. I never get older. Hey, Spank, let me ask you a question. I mean, you've been doing some great comedy shows, and I know you've got something coming up tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow night I will be at the Spoken Word Cafe, Spoken Word Lounge. It's on 1200 West 35th Street, 35th and Racine.
Okay. What time is that show tomorrow? Do I have to bring my gun or what?
Show time is at 8 o'clock. We are going to be featuring spoken word poetry, little jazz, and of course stand up comedy. There's also free admission, and we also have serving a light buffet. So you're welcome to come out and hang with us and hear some good poetry and stand up comedy. Because you know I'm gonna have to play tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I remember once I heard something on the internet you had did with a minister.
Yeah. I got a segment. I'm going to have to get that over to you. I got a segment. It's called Pranks in the Pulpit. Well,
yeah.
Heard other prank calls. You've heard other prank phone calls, but you've never heard phone calls like these. Pranks in the Pulpit, I actually prank call pastors.
Yeah, and it was so funny because the guy got mad because you was talking about his mother singing and, stop that racket that's going to your house.
Yeah, that particular one is called the Angry Drummer Boy. And I called the church, and I told him I live next door. I told him I live next door to the church, and they two got loud on Sunday.
Well, listen, okay, now tell us about this movie that you're going to be co-starring in. And then, man, I'm excited about that.
I got a role in this in the feature film. It's called Blood Money, and we will be shooting until the probably about the end of December. And it is now starring Eric Lane. We just signed him to the movie today. Some of you might not recognize his name, but you know Eric Lane. He was in R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet video. He's been on Moesha. He was in a movie called The Beast with Patrick Swayze. He's just been everywhere, and he's a great addition to the cast. And if you look at my Facebook page, Spank E, you can find me on Facebook, Spank E Comedy, and you can see pictures of the backstage pictures from Blood Money and the cast, and you'll see Eric Lane, you'll see myself, you'll see a director. Everybody, we're having a great time on the set, and I think you're going to really enjoy this this movie. It's really well written. The script is fantastic, and it's they've assembled a great cast of characters.
Okay, because I know that you've been, like I said, doing a lot of things. I'm glad to see you, getting blowing up, as they say. I think that's the term now. I don't know. I'm getting kind of older, but I think blowing up is still in.
It's still in. Well, everybody has a season. So I think I'm just in my season right now. I think I'm just in my season. I think it's my time, God's certainly blessing me, with all the projects. Because, I was also featured on the national television series Chicago Fire. I made an appearance on Chicago Fire as well. I'll also be appearing in a stage play coming up November 23rd and 24th called, Grease. So I'll be in Greece November 23rd and 24th. And then the red carpet premiere of Blood Money, this film, it comes out in March. So we want everybody to come to the red carpet premiere in March. And
I'm going to be with that.
And of course, you're more than welcome. And, of course, I'm still touring all over the country doing my stand-up comedy. So God's just blessing me right now. This is my season, and I'm taking it, and I'm running with it.
Well, what advice, because I know you've been out there doing it. What kind of advice do you give to a young comedian? I'm always running to a few of them that want to get started.
Well, my advice to a young comedian would be like, I actually got a couple of pieces of advice. Number one, this is not a game that you get in and you develop success overnight. So patience is the key. Patience. The number two, the second thing I would tell them is focus on your craft. If you get into this business for the money, then you're in the wrong line of work. Get in and focus on your craft. Develop what you do, because the money will come later. If you focus on your craft and you're serious, everything else will just come to you.
Well, see, that's the same thing with the publishing thing. I try to tell them, don't get into it for the money. Get into it for the love of writing. And if you're good at it, that money's going to come. But I think a lot of times we need to encourage. I was watching one of the new networks last night, and I can't think of the name of it. It was on one of the stations, and they're starting to promote African American movies, and they're saying, look, just tune in the channel, watch us. You may not see all the up-and-coming stars, but these are young people and people just getting into the film business, and they got this new network going on. So I'm going to start trying to promote more of those networks, too, because Everybody wants a chance at it because you're putting it in.
Exactly. It's definitely not about the money because, as you know, I do a lot of charity work myself. I use my comedy a lot for charity work. And as such, I was rewarded recently. You know, I was blessed to receive resolution number 14 from the state of Tennessee House of Representatives, recognizing me as a humanitarian for continuously donating my performances to charity. And I'm the only comedian ever to receive that honor. Resolution number 14, State of Tennessee House of Representatives. I'm the only comedian they've ever recognized. So I think to me, that's the highlight of my career.
Well, you know, that is because when I saw that, it reminded me of when I got my first congressional record. And I said, man, I mean, Spanky is so hot on my heels. I said, he's going to outdo me one day. But you know what, man, I've always been proud of you, and I know that, you know, you're going to do some great things. Hey, Spank, listen, I want you to stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I got to play this next PSA, but we want to talk more to Spank E. So, ladies and gentlemen, just hang in there, listen to the show. I'll be right back. I got a couple of PSAs I need to play, but I'm enjoying talking to Spank E from Chicago, Illinois. Southside, boy. Morgan Park.
You may be hearing about people having trouble making mortgage payments and risking losing their homes. Many of them just aren't aware of the options that can prevent foreclosure. There are many options available to homeowners, such as repayment and forbearance plans, loan modifications, and even refinancing. Where does someone go for help? They should talk directly with their lender or a qualified HUD-approved counseling agency. Both can provide helpful information without charging a fee. According to PMI Mortgage Insurance Company, it's not a good idea to pay for services that you can get for free from a lender or a qualified nonprofit counseling agency. To learn more, visit HomeSafePMI.com or call HUD at 1-800-569-4287 for a counseling agency near you. That's 1-800-569-4287. This message is brought to you by PMI, supporting sustainable home ownership that strengthens community.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Hi, I'm Buddy, the adorable puppy you adopted from the Humane Society.
Meow. I'm Whiskers, a fluffy kitty, just waiting for someone to love me.
When you adopt a pet, we hope your new furry friend will become a cherished member of your family. And as Buddy and Whiskers will tell you, the key to success is following the rules to love by.
Well, that's right. Please give me food, water, and exercise every day. To stay healthy, I need the same kind of things you need.
Talk to me. I like hearing your voice.
You're my best friend. Please don't stay mad at me or lock me up as punishment. Remember, I'm probably going to live 10 to 15 years, so take care of me when I get old.
One day you'll need someone to take care of you, too.
A message from the Montgomery County Humane Society. Visit www.mchumane.org for the complete rules to love by.
Be your best friend for life.
And we're back on the Don S. McClure Show, and I am talking to international and national comedian Spanky. Hey, man, I like the way I say that.
And let me get the miles off. Oh, my bad. Oh, are we back? Oh, I didn't know we were back. I don't know where the hell is shaking. You're picking me up with toothpicks right quick.
But listen, man, I know you did a couple of shows in Ohio. I know you did some things in Memphis. And what did you see the difference as? I mean, was it a different crowd, different atmosphere?
Out of the 50 states, I've been to about 46 of them performing stand-up comedy over a 22-year career. So it is very different. Your state's closer toward the East Coast. They want to see the creativeness of the jokes. They don't go for the easy wins, for the easy laugh and the shock value. You have to be creative if you're the closer, you know, to the closer to the East Coast you go. They want to hear the creativity of the joke. Now, the further west you go, you can be more
it tend to be more, as far as in my experience, you can tend to be more laid back. You don't have to be as aggressive with the jokes, but you still have to be funny now. But the further west you go, you don't have to be as creative. I can name you a couple of comedians. I can name you a couple of comedians to give you an example, but I refrain from doing that. I won't bust them out.
Okay, now what about the the comedians?
Also, as far as, you know, I do clean comedy.
Right, I was about to get into that. So most of your comedy is considered clean?
My comedy is squeaky clean. I can perform for anybody. However, clean comedy does not mean unfunny comedy. I am very hilarious. The thing about clean comedy is that you have to be very it is harder to do clean comedy than it is to do comedy where you cuss at. And that will put that up against anybody. The reason for that is when you're a clean comedian, you have to be straight funny. You have to be creative. You have to come with the jokes because you don't have all the cussing and the blue humor and the subject matter to hide behind because you're clean. You gotta come with jokes when you're a clean comedian. You have to really be funny when you're clean.
Well, I think, you know what, that's one of the things that I think we need to concentrate on. Because for the simple reason, a lot of times we'll have people saying, I want to hear this comedian, but I don't want to bring a friend of mine to a show where all they're doing is talking about the gutter or they're cursing at every word. I don't mind that, but that's not what I want to hear.
Exactly. I think one of the greatest comedians of all time is Bill Cosby. And, you know, he didn't cuss on stage. And to me, that's one of the greatest comedians of all time. I think Bill Cosby was a genius.
Well, I do, too. I like the way Bill Cosby did the Jell-O pudding pops and everything else, and I think that we can encourage better when we have a lot more clean comedy. Then you could do it in the church. You could do it at the wedding. You could do it anywhere.
Well, I'm going further back with you to Bill Cosby than that. I'm talking about way back when he did Uptown Saturday Night with Sidney Poitier, or Les Brown with Sidney Poitier.
Well, you know, it seems like you know your history of comedians. I was watching a Flip Wilson episode last night with Lena Horne in it, and I know some young people are like, who is Lena Horne and who is Flip Wilson? But it was truly funny, the sketch that he was
Flip
doing.
Flip Wilson was the first, to all the people who don't know, Flip Wilson was the first Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Flip Wilson was the first African-American to wear a man to wear a dress. He called himself Jerry Bean.
Well, you know, like I said, last night was an interesting thing. I was flipping through the channels, and that's when I saw the Flip Wilson show, and I watched it, and it was funny. I mean, Flip was really funny, and he did no cursing. I thought that was really admirable, and I like him.
And right,
so who's your favorite
comedian? That's what I was saying. You have to be more creative when you're a clean comedian because you don't have all that cussing stuff. You have to be straight funny. Some of my favorite comedians nowadays would be like Tommy Davidson. I think Eddie Spears is hilarious. Bill Cosby, of course. And, you know, you can't forget about Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Sinbad. There's a lot of those guys that I look up to. And, of course, you know, I cannot forget my mentor, the first person to ever put me on stage, Bernie Mac.
Okay, yeah, I like Bernie Mac, man. He was just super fun. And, you know, I watched his television show. I love the way that he would come in and talk to America. And you know what was so funny? I could see you doing a show like that, you know, coming from Morgan Park or wherever
exactly.
You are doing a TV show.
Exactly. Bernie Mac. Yeah, he was the first person to put me on stage. I worked with Bernie Mac 13 years. Various outlets with him. He taught me the business side as well as the entertainment side. Bernie Mac was a great person. I love Bernie because even after he achieved all that fame, he was still humble and down to earth, something you don't see in these comedians today. A comedian gets like one TV show, and they think all of a sudden they think they get super arrogant and everything, but Bernie wasn't like that. He taught us that. But somewhere along the line, the people I started with, they forget about reaching back and pulling up the next person. Bernie was big on reaching back and pulling up the next person. He was also big on, being structured, the business side as well as the comedy side. And it's just unfortunate that you don't see that reflected in a lot of comedians today.
Well, you don't see that even in a lot of actors. There's a lot of them that once they make it, they seem to forget how they got there. And then there's a lot of them out there trying to do a lot. I've been watching the Queen Latifah show. But you know what? I wanted to ask you a question. How did you get with the guy from CSI? I think that's where he was on there. Or one of the big-time actors, you were just doing something recently at some kind of, I think it was a breakfast or something.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I am a disabled veteran. I lost 30% of my this is something a lot of people don't know, but since we are family, I'm going to put it out there. As you know, I am a disabled veteran. I lost 30% of my lung function in the Gulf War. Gary Sinise, he does a lot of work with veterans. He really supports the veterans, and he gives back. And he had a breakfast with some of the veterans, both disabled as well as regular veterans. And he was just telling us how much he appreciates us. And we, because he wanted to meet with us so he could see what was on the veteran's mind and see how he could help the veteran, you know, further in job opportunities and careers. And, you know, he wanted to really get to know what kind of things were important to veterans. So he invited a few veterans to breakfast, and he's a really nice guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've been around so many great people. Every time I look at your Facebook page, I see you doing a lot of things and getting involved, and I'm like, man, I mean, he is really doing some great things. And what I like about that is when you put that kind of energy out there, it can't do anything but keep you going up. That's why I think a lot of people like your comedy routines and stuff. So what do you think was the funniest moment you ever did?
Did you say the funniest moment or the most memorable moments in my career?
Well, I think we could talk about them both. Let's do funny first, and then let's do memorable.
let me see. As a comedian, if I'm a comedian standpoint, I like to do all my moments on stage are funny.
I like that a lot. I like that answer.
Now, the most memorable moments, I have to say, is working with legends who are no longer with us. In my career, I've gotten the opportunity. I've worked with James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. I've gotten to work with Isaac Hayes. I've gotten to work with Phyllis Hyman. And, of course, I got to work with Bernie Mac. And to me, you know, you can't put a price on stuff like that, being able to share space and time with people as creative as that. You can't really put a price on that. So to me, those are my most memorable moments, being able to share space and time with legends like that.
Well, you know, that's why I say I think that when you're doing great things and you're running into those people, you can't help but learn from them. And being around them teaches you a wealth of information that you could use in your personal life and professional life. So I think that's great. Now, you know, let me ask you this. When you were growing up, did you ever think you would be a comedian?
Never. If you ask anybody that went to Morgan Park High School, they would tell you I was the shyest guy in the room. If you saw me, you wouldn't even know I was in the room. I was so shy and quiet. Matter of fact, my whole high school graduating class, when they found out that I was a BET comedian, they were like, you mean the quiet days? They couldn't believe I turned into a BET comedian. That's all right, because everybody used to pick on me in high school, and now I just go on stage and talk about you. And trust me, I can't talk about you. Bernie Mac taught me how to signify.
Well, you know, growing up now, when I would see you, I mean, you were always real quiet. I said, Spanky, the comedian?
Exactly.
You know, but I'm glad
that I was quiet.
Yeah, real quiet.
You didn't even know I was in the room. Well, you know, I got to tell you this. You know, your daughter called me Nerd Boy.
Yeah, she always thought of you as
that's
a nerd.
That,
I think everybody calls you a nerd.
Even still today, that's her nickname for me. She called me. She's like, what's up, Nerd Boy? Even though I think I'm pretty fly nowadays, I got to tell you. But she still calls me Nerd Boy.
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time in Memphis. You know, I was in Memphis. You were in Memphis. And
that's where you and I reconnected. Because you were doing a lot of things with the Black History Movement. And
right.
I really appreciated that.
Yeah, my thing is we've got to know more about our people. We've got to support more of our people. And we've really got to get off the sidelines and produce more. You know, more positive things. I mean, I don't have a problem with some of the stuff the other guys are doing. But that positivity, we've got to reach some levels that we haven't reached before. And there's
ask you a question, if I may.
Oh, sure. I may not answer it, but go ahead.
As you know, a lot of our young people, somewhere along the line, they've lost interest in black history. How can we recapture the attention of our young people, because like Tyler Perry said in his movie, men, reach out to one another. And, you know, young ladies, you are more than your hips and your thighs, you know. You are actually knowing where you come from, you know. How can we attract the attention of our young people and get them reconnected and teach them about where they've come from so they have more pride about themselves? I think that's something that's lost in us on this generation.
I think what we need to do, and I'm glad you asked that, is get together with guys like you and take some of the serious stories that we had, like let's say the first black U.S. deputy marshal, and do that kind of as a spoof, but at the same time, tell the truth. You know, like when they did Robin Hood, stuff like that. I think that if we take our history and keep tweaking it to say, it could be funny, too, as well as true. I think that a lot of times, like if we did a skit where there was Betsy Coleman, the first female pilot, and maybe take some comedy shots at that, of the people, same thing that Laurel and Hardy did, or the Three Stooges,
right.
I think that we've got to develop, because they'll look at that and say, I didn't know that really happened. And so I think that as writers and producers, we've got to reach a level where we take you and use your talent, because they're going to relate to you. And don't always be so serious.
You know, I surprise people a lot of times by just pulling out, first of all, my parents are both school teachers. You know that.
Right.
So I like to say I am like the king of useless information.
Yeah, I know.
I know so much trivia. Like, so I surprise people all the time, by telling them different stuff. I'm like, did you know, the common streetlight was invented by a black man? Did you know the typewriter was invented by a black man? Little facts like that. I surprise people a lot.
Well, that's why I say I think if we follow what Oscar Macho was doing back in the day, Flip Wilson. I even saw some skits by Dave Chappelle where he was doing something funny about slavery. And I think if we take your talent, take the singing part, like I want to do a musical in 2 years, take that kind of thing, just like Pal Joey and everything else, advance what we're doing besides always being so serious, and we've got to get away from always producing abuse, misuse, Mama, I can't. Mama, I don't. You know, we've got to broaden ourselves. Yeah. So I think that's how we interest the young generation.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So I'm going to be looking forward to doing some things with you because, you're the talent that we need. The young people need to be out there, even though I'm just now turning 38, so I want everybody to know that on the radio. But I think that by taking the young
people, and I'm 10 years younger than you.
I think you're about 28 by now. But I think if we do that,
Yeah.
I think that we just need to do more. You know, that's where we're going to win, encouraging the young people to be all they can be and take things like barbershop and all kinds of things. You know, like Santa Claus versus the Aliens. That's my children's book. And he has a black girlfriend that saves the planet. And they make the guns out of ice cream, and they shoot fruitcake bullets. But we should be able to tell the same stories like Dr. Seuss.
Oh, wow. That's really not far-fetched from the truth. I actually ate a couple of fruitcakes. I keep believing in bullets.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I know we know a lot of bullets about West Side, South Side, and Chicago. It's always happening. But you know, the
boy in the community. And then I said, I
oh, yeah. Well, see, this is the whole thing. When you stretch your imagination and you do like the Grinch that stole Christmas, I mean, that is one of the centerpieces for Jim Carrey. So, you know, you got Jim Carrey doing that. We need to put you in more animations, voiceovers. We just got to start thinking out of the box.
Well, I'm here. I'm working. I'm working toward that goal. I'm grinding.
Yeah.
I've been grinding for 22 years, and I'm still here. And like I said, I got this new role in Blood Money, so I hope everybody comes out and sees Blood Money in March 2014. I think you're going to be really pleased with the project we're putting together. I think you're going to be very pleased with the script.
I think so because, like I said, you know, I finished that book, To Have a Friend, which is a gangster book. And the thing is, I see so much of us growing as a people and doing some great things. I know I'm going to tell everybody I can, get to that movie theater, see that premiere, because the more we support you, the more you can do.
Right, and also I should point out that that both the director and the producer are both Chicago-born and raised, and they're both African-American, so we got to support our own.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the one thing we need to get stronger at. I know that we do it, but we've got to become stronger, and we've got to really get out there and make people know. You know, we got to tell our friends, cousins, relatives, and not only talk about it, Spank, we've got to put some financial backing behind this stuff. Because you can't make it without somebody coming to your show and buying a ticket, and it doesn't matter if the ticket's $35, $40. If you could buy a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci or an iPhone, you know, you could go out and support a comedian.
Okay, yeah, exactly, because, you know, as far as Blood Money, you know, a lot of Hollywood films are made elsewhere. Well, this one is created right here in Chicago, so you got to come out and support Chicago's own.
Yeah, yeah. And if nothing else, you know, there's a minister in Memphis, Kenneth Whalen. He's the brother of Kurt Whalen. And every Monday he would go out and do this thing called Bust a Move. And he would say to his church people, even if you can't get the sandwich, leave the money anyway. And even if you can't get your hair and nails done, leave the money anyway. I think one of the big things, if we could convince our people to support groups like the Chicago Writers Group, the Black Authors, if we could really start getting out there and form something that buys a book from every author that's out there, that's when we'll start turning those corners. And like you say, using people like you at those award shows and getting some comedians to come out that's not always the big names or the names we know, but always give somebody else a chance. I think that's so very important.
Exactly. You know, I was honored a couple of weeks ago. I was fortunate enough to go to the Gustavo Museum, and where they had the anniversary of Margaret Burroughs, founder.
Okay. Yeah, that was my girl.
Yeah,
I really, you know,
he started the
Oh yeah. Well, see, her and I attended an event for Betsy Coleman when they introduced her into the Aviation Museum, and this was back in the day, probably about 2006, and we were among 30 blacks that were there. There were 800 people there, and I was looking for the crowd to really turn out, you know, to support Betsy Coleman. But my thing is to be in the room with a young black mayor who was a female, to be in the room with somebody like Margaret Burroughs and other people. And then they were honoring me. They were like, Don, man, you travel, and you're always trying to do something for people. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
I think that's important.
Exactly. So I'm proud of you because you actually got Martin Luther King Day started in a couple of states but didn't even have Martin Luther King Day before.
Right, and those are the things that we really got to look at. You know, if you face the challenge, and you try to help somebody else besides helping yourself, you will win. Mr. Spank,
yeah,
I got to take a PSA. You're
yes,
right
that
there.
That is going to be easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, we got 14 more minutes in the show. I want to hear some more from you. Hang in there for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold, and I got to play a couple of PSAs and thank Terrence McClure for this segment of the show. He's an insurance agent, and you can reach him at 773-936-9033. But I'll be right back, Spank. Don't go anywhere. We got a couple more questions for you.
All right.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Overactive bladder affects approximately 1 in 6 Americans, yet only 40% seek treatment. The condition causes a sudden urge to urinate. As you get older, the chances of experiencing overactive bladder increase. OAB can affect your daily lifestyle, causing depression, emotional distress, and sleep disturbance. I'm Representative Patty Ballock from Illinois. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, encourages you to learn the symptoms of OAB. They include feeling a strong urge to urinate, involuntary loss of urine, urinating 8 or more times in a day, and awakening 2 or more times to urinate. Treatment options are available. Don't be afraid to seek medical help. The condition is more common than you think. Talk with your healthcare provider if you experience any of these symptoms. To learn more about overactive bladder, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
And we're back, and we're talking to my main guy, Spanky. Hey, man, I like the way
yes,
I say it.
Yes, sir, yes, sir,
yes, sir. The
man is different.
But listen, man.
Yeah, I won that title in 2004, Funniest Man of Memphis.
I'm telling you, man. But you know what? It's such a joy to have you on the show, and, you know, we're going to be getting some of the things done. Okay, so now, tomorrow night you're going to be where again? Let the audience know.
Tomorrow night you can come see spoken word poetry, you can see jazz, and you can see stand-up comedy at the Spoken Word Lounge. It's 1200 West 35th Street in Chicago. For those that don't know, that's 35th and Racine. It's going to be featuring my boy, a very funny comedian, Mr. B. Wright, comedian B. Wright. Also on the show is going to be my guy, Just Mike the Poet. And also we got another very funny comedian, Zomar Schley. And also it's going to be hosted by your boy, Spike E. And on the poetry side, on the spoken word side, we got my man, Melo J. So you definitely want to come through and check this show out. It's free admission and free dinner. Now, where else can you find spoken word, poetry, jazz, and stand-up comedy for free and free food?
Man, you mean I can get some chitlins? I can get some chitlins and hog mogs there tomorrow, or what?
Man, all that. And now, you might not be able to keep it down because, you know, we gonna make your stomach hurt. With all, I know I am. You know, I'm a fool when I get on stage, you know.
Okay, man, because I just have to bring you a doggy bag while I'm there, or what?
Absolutely. Showtime is at 8 o'clock. Don't meet us there, meet us there.
Okay. Well, listen, man, like I said, now, after tomorrow, where else are you going to be?
Well, right now I've kind of set everything aside to focus on doing the film. But like I said, November 23rd and 24th, I'll be in Greece. You'll be able to come see me in the stage play, Greece. But after that, I've kind of put everything on hold because I'm really focusing on this Blood movie because I want to make it the best project. You know, it's one of my first feature films. I want to make it the best feature, you know, I can, you know, do my part to contribute and really make it a great film. So I'm really concentrating on this right now.
Okay. Hey, now, I think we got a caller on the phone. Hold on, Spank, for a second. Let's see if we got another caller on the line. Hello, this is the Don McClure Show.
Hello, Mr. McClure. This is Michelle Anderson. How are you?
Michelle Anderson from Michigan, Detroit.
Congratulations on you starting your show up again tonight. I'm enjoying the interview.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, yeah,
I appreciate it.
Would like to know if you plan on doing any comedy shows here in the Detroit area anytime soon, or if we can have a live Don McClure comedy show come here.
Hey, go ahead, Don. Go ahead and set that up, Don. We could get up to the Motor City and make that happen.
Well, you know I'm backing you, Spank, so you know we're going to have to get to the Motor City with Michelle's influence. And this is the young lady I was telling you about, man, that's out there feeding the senior citizens for Chrysler and herself, and that's doing, you know, getting a book for this guy. Yeah. Michelle, what made you decide to get involved?
What made me decide to do what?
What made you decide to feed the seniors today?
I have been doing different things with senior citizens for years. I actually started one of the first adopt-a-grandparent programs here in Detroit when I was in high school. So when I had the opportunity to feed the senior citizens for Chrysler, I didn't hesitate to do it. I mean, a lot of the seniors, they don't get a chance to get out. These are homebound people that need someone to bring them food to their home. So why not? I was, you know, why not do it? Chrysler does it every single month. So I plan on being out there monthly.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that. I thought it was like a once-a-year thing during Christmas or something.
Nope, it's every single month. Chrysler asks employees to volunteer their time and gas to go out and feed the seniors.
Oh, wow. That's very
good. Spank, we need to take some kind of comedy show down there for the seniors.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I actually got a couple of very good friends I've been doing comedy with for like 22 years. Shout out to Detroit's own Howie Bell and my boy Mike Bonner. We got back like car seats.
Well, Mike Bonner's been here for years.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Mike Bonner started together. I've been doing comedy 22 years, so me and him go back a long way.
Okay. That would actually be good. If you would like to, I can put you in contact with the Focus Hope program that Chrysler partners with. If you would like to do something for the seniors, I'm quite sure that they would love to have you, especially that would be a good fundraiser.
Well, I'm going to work on that with Michelle, because that's my guy, Spanky. So, I'm going to give you a call after the show, and we'll talk about that. I'm glad you gave me a call, though.
Sounds good. Absolutely. I wanted to call to support you and tell you thank you for supporting, you know, my friend Al Wade, because when he hits with his book, then we're going to look forward to him being on your show as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And
all right.
Send a shout-out to Indianapolis, Indiana, and Detroit.
Yes. All right.
Well,
so,
you know, Ms. Anderson, I don't know if you heard earlier, but, you know, I've been doing Clean County for 22 years. I was actually the opening act for Minister Marvin Sapp. I just never really made a world tour. So I thought I'd do Clean County, so my comedy is not essential, so I can perform for the seniors.
That sounds good. That's why I said definitely give me a call when the show is over so we can talk about that, and I can put you in contact with the right people or contact them so we can get that going, because I think that would be awesome.
Sounds good to me. Hey, Cheryl, thanks a lot.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, thank you. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You're getting out, you're blowing up.
How about that, Don, huh? Detroit.
Yeah, man, I like going to someplace, eating, staying, drinking, driving, traveling.
Now, I know folks everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, this Spank, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. I'm going to get ready to close it out in 5 more minutes, man, but I'm going to talk to you soon about this Detroit thing.
Well, you got my contact number, you got everything. Oh, let me put this out there. For anybody who's trying to get in touch with me, if you want to holler at me about some business or anything, you can reach out to me on Facebook. That's Spank E Comedy. That's S-P-A-N-K space and then the letter E and then another space and then the word comedy. Spank E Comedy. You can also find me on YouTube under the same name, Spank E Comedy. YouTube and Facebook.
hey, man, I like that. I'm going to be promoting that so we can get you out there doing some more things. And I got some production ideas I want to pass by you. So, you know, we're going to get together and have some lunch or something as soon as I slow down, and we're going to sit together and do something together, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. We go back too far.
Yeah, man, too many years. I'm still only 38, man. Keep that in mind now.
And like I said, I'm 10 years younger than you.
Hey, Spank, it's been a pleasure, man. And I'm going to talk to you soon now.
All right, I appreciate it.
Just having a lot of things going on for people. I mean, I like being out there. I like helping people. But our most important thing is letting the world know that we can do some great things. I think that's really, really important, especially for our culture. I've got friends in Indianapolis looking at doing some things. I've got friends in just different cities because, actually, my book is being sold now. It's not only 38 states. It's 39 that now have copies of my book. People are contacting me from Tucson, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas. I got a lot of friends in Texas, and definitely my friend Sharon Banks down there. She works with a black theater. Mr. King has a black theater in downtown Dallas, and they're doing great things. So there's a lot of positive things going on out there. So I really don't like it when people say, oh, we're not doing anything, we're not bringing anything to the table. A lot of times we just don't know those things exist. So we've got to do a better job. I definitely want to send a shout-out to my older sister, who's in Iowa. She has a show called The Voice of Joy. I've been on there a bunch of times. I encouraged her to get on Blog Talk Radio. She's got a fantastic show. It's one of those religious, gospel, just good-feeling type shows. So if you get a chance, tune in to her show on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of good things out there and a lot of good people. We just have to learn how to share a lot more knowledge and getting involved. And I have to send a big shout-out to my associates and friends in Arkansas. They helped start my career in publishing. They're always behind me. I mean, North Arkansas, Pine Bluff, just everywhere. I mean, I'm just blessed, and I'm glad to be able to do that. Listen, we got one more minute for the show. I'm glad everybody called in. We had a couple of callers I couldn't get to. And the number to call before I leave the air is 347-633-9376. You are listening to the Don McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only. So you got to make sure that you hear that name because that's the only name on the radio that's worth listening to. I'm just joking. I got 90 seconds left to go. We're going to get ready to get out of here. I hate it when she comes in my ear and always tells me, we got 90 seconds. You got 70 seconds. And listen, next week, next Friday is going to be Jazz Night Hispanic Style. So we're going to be playing some great Hispanic music, giving you the history of that type of jazz. And we've got some fantastic artists that's going to be on there, from Gato Barberi to Eric. I got 60 seconds. Okay, can you stop telling me? But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I'm going to play my theme song. It's been a pleasure being your host on the Don S. McClure Show, and I have enjoyed it. My band is going to take us out, and it's been a great night.